NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. At a Gaza reconstruction conference in Cairo today, diplomats from more than 50 countries, including Secretary of State John Kerry, pledged money to help. Kerry announced an additional $212 million for the Palestinians.
This summer, more than 500,000 Gazans had to flee their homes and seek safety. 20,000 homes were destroyed. Were severely damaged, and more than 100,000 people remain displaced, and winter is fast approaching.
The Palestinian Authority is appealing for billions of dollars for reconstruction efforts. Egypt's president said the reconstruction of Gaza hinges on a permanent calm between Israel and Hamas. Another person in Texas is fighting Ebola. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say a health worker who treated Dallas Ebola patient, Thomas Duncan, has contracted the virus. Duncan died on Wednesday. Dr. Tom Frieden, head of the CDC, says that worker is being monitored. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
The healthcare worker started running a fever Friday evening and within 90 minutes of reporting that was in an isolation unit at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins sought to calm public fear by repeating the only way to get the Ebola virus is through direct contact with bodily fluids from a person showing symptoms.
There is nothing about this case that changes that basic premise of science, and so it's important that while this is obviously bad news, it is not news that should bring about panic.
Authorities say the apartment, car, and common areas where the worker has been recently were decontaminated by hazardous materials teams. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Dallas.
Game 2 of the National League Championship Series between San Francisco and St. Louis is underway in St. Louis at this hour. At last check, the Cardinals were ahead 2-1 over the Giants. Now, the Giants are already up one game, as NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
The Giants beat the Cardinals 3-0 Saturday. The winner of this best-of-seven National League Championship Series will advance to the World Series later this month. That winner will face off against either the Baltimore Orioles or the Kansas City Royals. Those teams are currently playing each other for the American League Championship. Game 3 of that series takes place Monday night in Kansas City. The Royals are up 2-0. Kansas City is currently undefeated in the postseason, their first in 29 years. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Two major storms are causing big problems in Asia. A typhoon has triggered landslide warnings on the island of Okinawa and is on track to hit more populous areas. In India, a powerful cyclone has forced more than 500,000 people to seek shelter. The storm is battering India's east coast with heavy rains and strong winds that are uprooting trees and snapping power lines. Local media say that at least 6 people have been killed in that storm. This is NPR News. Columbus Day isn't just celebrated here in the United States. It's also recognized in Spain and throughout much of Latin America. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, where the holiday is being celebrated with military parades.
Spaniards celebrate the day in October 1492 that Christopher Columbus brought their language and culture to the New World. Columbus was Italian, but the explorer's crew was mostly from Spain, and they set off from here on a journey sponsored by Spain's king and queen. Columbus Day is a Spanish national holiday. Spain's new king and queen, crowned last summer, presided over their first military parade for the holiday. 3,000 Spanish soldiers marched, saluted, and stood at attention, and 52 military planes flew in formation over Madrid's Plaza Colón, Columbus Square. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
At the weekend box office, Gone Girl took the top spot.
What's your name?
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
And you. Who are you?
I'm the guy to save you.
It stars Ben Affleck as a writer who becomes the prime suspect when his wife goes missing. The movie is based on Gillian Flynn's best-selling book. The thriller took in $26.8 million. And in second place, Dracula Untold, taking in $23.5 million, while the Walt Disney family comedy Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day came in third with $19.1 million. Average cost of a gallon of gasoline is falling. The Lundberg survey says gas prices are down 12 cents over the past 3 weeks. Average cost of a gallon of regular gas is now at $3.26 a gallon. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.